This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mick Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mick Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mick Delivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Cottage Talk. My name is Russ Goldman. This is my match preview, my five keys to victory for Fulham against Newcastle United. In the next 10 to 15 minutes, I'll be sharing that with you. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. I also want to mention, I want to recommend a fantastic video that Emilio Danilo, the Fulham Shadow, was a part of. You can actually watch this on YouTube. Please go to Loaded Mag NUFC. It's a Newcastle United fan site, and I would highly recommend their preview show, which actually featured Emilio. He gives his prediction on this match, and I'll be sharing that at the end of the show when I give you my prediction. I'll also be sharing my thoughts on the starting 11, what I would do, and what Marco would do. I've got a lot to get to. So let's get to it. Before we go through my five keys to victory, I thought a good way to start the show would be really just to talk about Fulham season up to this date, because it's been a roller coaster ride. I think it's been a better season than last season, even right now, if you look at it. It's funny because you could actually call this the most Fulhamish season ever, and the guys from Fulhamish were talking about this, and I could agree with that. I actually could. But I just want to just talk about the inconsistency, because even though we're seeing it, I still see a serious amount of progress. I was actually speaking to Emilio offline about this, so I want to share a little bit of our conversation. So when you look at Fulham's losses and dropping points to teams like Burnley, Nottingham Forest, Sheffield United, it's very disappointing, because last season we'd be beating these teams. But the flip side is we are beating teams above us. We are competing at a much higher level. We can now beat teams that last season we could not beat. Look at Manchester United, victory. Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur, Brighton. Now, we beat Brighton last year, but I'm putting them in this category regardless. All of these are victories. We also beat two teams 5-0. That would be Nottingham Forest and also West Ham. These are huge victories. But there is this inconsistency to go along with that, because you have the flip side of this. If you're asking me, I would rather be beating the teams above us than struggling against the teams below us. I think that is more fixable than struggling against the teams above us. The fact that we can beat them just shows how far Fulham have come in two seasons in the Premier League. I think it is a massive step forward. Now, can you put it all together and do both? That, to me, would take us out of this inconsistency season that they're having. But I still see it as much more positive than negative, and something that you can build for the future. because if you want to be a team fighting for Europe, you're going to have to beat the teams below you and also beat the teams ahead of you. You got to do both. So it's still possible to do all this. But this season, let's be honest, it's been inconsistent. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've enjoyed it more than last season. That's just the way I feel because of the victories against these big clubs. It has really been something to remember for the rest of my life. Beating Arsenal and Tottenham at home, unbelievable. Beating Manchester United at Old Trafford, that is unbelievable stuff. And I think there's more to come. So let's get to previewing this match with my five keys to victory. Let's start with number five. This is actually something Emilio shared on the Loaded Mag and UFC preview show for this match. So I'm just going to share it. Number five, Fulham need to score the first goal. I think this is obvious. And Fulham are front runners. I keep saying this over and over again, but they are. Let's just call them what they are. And it's nothing wrong with being front runners. I think they've also shown some resiliency coming from behind lately, but they are much better playing from ahead. So scoring the first goal gives them the opportunity to really get into how they want to play and forces the other team to basically struggle a little bit because now they have to force it even more. Makes them even more uncomfortable if Fulham get the first goal because they're starting to doubt themselves a little bit. I think everything is set up by Fulham scoring that first goal. We've seen this time and time again. So for me, if they score the first goal, that's a very good sign that they can beat Newcastle United. That's why that's my number five. Number four, and this is going to be a difficult one. Fulham need to contain Alexander Isak. Listen, he is a tremendous striker having a great season. Fulham actually have a striker right now that's playing very well, Rodrigo Muniz. But Isak is the real deal. So for Fulham to win this match, they're going to really have to keep him quiet, limit the ball getting to him, but also limit him being able to do something with it. He's a difficult striker to handle. He scored against Fulham last season. I remember that match at St. James's Park. And that was a difficult one to swallow watching him score that goal. But he has proven time and time again this season that he is a premier striker. And it's going to come down to the center back pairing. I think it's going to be Bassey and Tosin. And then, of course, your goalkeeper, Bern Leno, making sure this guy doesn't beat you because he can potentially beat you by himself. That's how good he is. So for me, that's my number four key to victory. Keep Alexander Isak quiet. Let's hope that they can. Number three, let's talk about João Paulinho. Paulinho needs to control the middle of the pitch. Now, I have to tell you, I thought the last match against Nottingham Forest was a poor match for João Paulinho, and he needs to be getting back to the level that we know he can play. Especially against this team, I think it's going to be key winning central midfield. And if he is doing his job protecting that back four, being the tackling machine that he is, I think Fulham have a great chance to win. And they need an 8 out of 10. He needs to be at his best against this side. I truly believe that. So that's why that's my number three key to victory. Number two. Marco has to win the coaching battle. I think this is very important. I think he lost the coaching battle against Nuno last match. So for me, he needs to get his starting 11 right. He needs to make his substitutions right. He needs to set Fulham up to beat this team. And I think he will. And he also needs to learn what went wrong the last two times Fulham played Newcastle United. If he gets his tactics right and the players go out and execute his game plan, I think Fulham have a great chance to win, but he needs to do the other things. He needs to get that starting 11 right. He needs to get it all right. He needs to be the better manager in this match. And that's why that's my number two key to victory. Next is my number one key to victory, followed by my starting 11, what I think Marco's going to do, and my prediction for the match.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Okay, to end this episode of College Talk, I'm going to give you my number one key to victory, and that is this. Fulham need Andres Pereira to have a man-of-the-match performance. Now, Pereira is a very interesting character, player for Fulham Football Club. You either love him or you hate him. He's just that type of player. But when he's on it, when he's pressing the way he can press, the way that he can deliver on set pieces and also really set up his teammates, he has the ability to be a key player in any victory. And I think Fulham, especially against this side, where I think everything is going to matter in central midfield, I think he needs to really have an influence in this match. I truly believe that. So that's why he's my number one key. And fans will be listening to this like, oh, no, Russ, we're going to be depending on Pereira. And I'm going to tell you we are depending on him because Fulham are better when he is at it. They just are. And actually, he played very well in the last match. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence, and I think he's going to be very key for Fulham to get all 3 points. That's why that's my number one key to victory. It's all about Andres Pereira, and he is a lightning rod, but when he plays well, I will say it one last time, Fulham tend to play well. Okay, so let's go to the starting 11 first, what I would do. So this is my starting 11. I would go with Leno, Castagna, Robinson, Bassey, Tosin. On the left, I'm going with Willian. On the right, I'm going with Iwobi. I am going to go in the middle with Paulinho, Kearney, and I will go with Andres Pereira. And up top, I am going to go with Muniz. If he's fit to play, there's been speculation and talk about him dealing with an injury, and so hopefully he is going to be okay. I should say more than speculation. Marco has talked about that. So if he's ready to go, if he can give Fulham everything that he can, I think Marco will go with him to start with him. If not, he would go with Jimenez. But I would start Rodrigo Muniz if he's fit to play. So let's get to what I think Marco's going to do. I think he's going to start with Leno, Castagna. I believe he will go with Robinson. In the middle, Bassey and Tosin. On the left, I think he will go with Willian. On the right, I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to say he is going to start Wilson. In the middle, Paulinho, Kearney, Andreas. And then up front, I think he will go with Rodrigo Muniz. I think the one change, I think he might go back to Wilson. That might be a shocker to some, but I think that's what he's going to do. I might even consider, I didn't even say this, I might consider starting Adama Traore because I think Adama Traore is ready to go. But I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to go back to Wilson. I think he's going to sit Alex Iwobi in this match and go with Harry Wilson. That's just my thoughts on that. We'll see if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Okay, so let's end with prediction. So I'm actually feeling very confident heading into this match. I have a lot of respect for Newcastle United. Yes, they're dealing with a lot of injuries, but when you look at the players up front, they can really scare you. You're talking about Harvey Barnes, Isak, Anthony Gordon. That can really scare you, and it does for me. But when I look at this and I look how Fulham have played against teams above them, I know that they're going to be ready to go, and I know they're going to be prepared, and I know they're going to take it to this side. So, first of all, I'll give you the prediction from Emilio. Emilio predicted 2-1 to Fulham, which I understand he predicted a Fulham victory. He said it could be even more than that. And I agree with Emilio. I actually think Fulham are going to win this match 3-1. That's my prediction. This is not a disrespect to Newcastle United. Like I said, I have a lot of respect for them. I have a lot of respect for Eddie Howe. I have a lot of respect for their supporters. Tons. I just think Fulham are a different team at Craven Cottage. I think they're ready to win this match. I like their chances. I'm going 3-1 to Fulham. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching. Listen to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.